Welcome to Out of the Sun Podcast. I'm Ailea.
And I'm Irene. Grab a cup of coffee and your comfiest sweats and join us every Monday as two best friends discuss everything from raising free-range gremlins to business and really everything under the sun.
Let's get started and thanks for being here.
When I use, like I bought like a cheap like round brush thing. Whenever I use it, I feel like my hair smells like cigarettes after.
Oh, it smells like you've been in a campfire. But how cheap, because it might be frying your hair.
Pretty cheap.
And then all of that progress.
Yeah, but it's gonna I also never use it.
Does it have a temperature setting?
No.
Tangent number one of the podcast. Don't buy an iron if it doesn't have a temperature setting. Because there's no regulation.
Poor.
I can get you things at like 60% off.
I don't want to bug you. It was a point when your nervous system was pinging. I didn't want to bother you.
Bother me. That is, your split ends are the most important thing to me right now. I'm very invested in your hair growth.
I am invested too. I've brushed my hair. I've been using black cumin seed oil because it's the only thing that like, it's, I can put it on and my hair for some reason absorbs it and it doesn't look like, oh, you covered your hair in castor oil and it's so thick.
Yeah.
It
actually, but you don't iron after it, right?
No, of course not. It's more of like, I'm going to put it in and then forget about it for a couple of weeks. Good. And then eventually wash it out.
Okay, good.
No, I would never.
Okay.
I've learned. Anyways, that's not what this podcast is about.
This is about old school YouTube. And if you're listening on Buzzsprout, we're sitting in front of Ailea's bed. Old school YouTube warms my heart because I'm old and I miss the vibe.
You're nostalgic.
Of like, I'm nostalgic towards the end of the bed. View.
Yeah. I told her, I was like, what if we just like sat up at the top of the bed with a cup of coffee? And I was like, is that weird?
She's like, well,
it's
okay. Weird. The cup of coffee is not weird. But you said like sit down under a blanket.
I just went like cozy, like chit chat. But then I was like, we're like 30 plus year old women. We shouldn't be sitting on a
But also a cup of coffee.
Sounds great
for the next one.
Yeah. Okay. We'll do that.
Side tangent again. Do you still have your King Coffee thing you want to plug for yourself?
How does that work? I don't know. I think I would have to...
You have a link, right?
No.
Oh, never mind. Ignore us.
We'll
get you a link.
I try to drink King coffee, but sometimes, like, if it's not on our budget, that's the thing that goes first, unfortunately.
I know. I had Dave Asprey's coffee, the Danger coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Love it, but it is $30 a bag, and I don't need to be paying that for...
You want
to
know how much I just spent at Costco? Because, like, we've been trying to be really diligent about budgeting, because, you know, Biden economy, everything is friggin' expensive, so we've been, like, really tight on... being intentional with where we spend. And so we haven't replenished the things that, like, everything that has run out. So, like, when we ran out of flour, we ran out of, you know, olive oil, we ran out of avocado oil, like, all the things that, like, we just dwindled down and, like, used the last bit of everything.
Yeah.
I had to go and, like, the budget reset. Had to go replace everything. So I'm like, okay, well, like, it's either I do it now or just because Dave only gets paid, like, once a month. So anyways, none of this matters.
Right.
But I went and just did it. I was like, instead of going back, like, three times this month, I'm just going to get everything at once. Except for I forgot blueberries. That doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Guess how much it was?
Everything at
I
once.
I forgot broccoli, which usually we get two packages, and I forgot blueberries. Guess how much my Costco?
$380.
$568.
Jeez Louise.
Yep.
That's insane.
And that was just like basics. The only like splurge thing is I got Dave Heavenly Hunks because he really likes those, and I just haven't figured out how to dupe them yet.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it was literally just ingredients, nothing fancy. It was like salsa, cheese, bread, avocado, basic
like the
stuff.
Daily edible things.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
That's annoying. And I'm glad that it's about to be spring and I can plant my own garden. And then I'm going to switch to Azure Standard, which no plug, no sponsorship, but I'm interested. Have you ever heard of Azure Standard?
No.
It's like an online store with no political BS. Like, they're not gonna...
Okay.
They're not woke.
Yeah.
And I'd be okay with just switching them. So I'm gonna test them out. I don't recommend them yet because I haven't tried it.
Yeah.
But supposedly it's like a dump... Like, there's a jump zone. Like, they deliver a whole truck to a localized area. And then everybody comes and grabs their individual
Interesting.
Boxes.
Okay. So,
and that way, I think shipping is way cheaper, too. So...
Okay.
I don't know. Anyways,
what about do they do, like, perishables or just pantry?
I think there's perishables. I think there's, like, fruits and vegetables and stuff.
Like a refrigerated site?
I have no idea. If anybody has done it, let us know. We're curious.
Yeah. I did Thrive Market, and then it wasn't cost-effective to spend $50 a year, which I spend it on Costco, but then if I have to buy groceries, which are already overpriced because they're gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free, and $50 a year and shipping, it just
And they're normal size bags. It just didn't make sense.
Yeah.
But.
I don't know. I'll let you know. TBD.
Yeah. Okay.
TBD. Anyways, welcome to my bedroom. Welcome here.
Here we are.
Old school YouTube.
Yes.
Here we are.
Here I am.
Here we are. Today's a fun episode.
Yeah.
Because we're dead inside and we don't want any, like...
We want out of Instagram jail and YouTube jail and all the jails that we're
in. Did you see how quickly they squashed that abortion? Like...
No.
They, like, tried throttling
yeah.
it to where, like, Dave could see messages and I couldn't see any messages.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, we have never had a video where it just, like, stops at a number. It usually, like,
right.
just, okay, then it's a like, thousand
kind of trickles
here.
Off slowly, just, yeah. not, like, an abrupt
and
stop.
It goes in waves and it has not budged in, like, a week and a half.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're throttling
yeah.
us, which is, I don't care. It's a hill I'll die on.
Yeah.
So. But we need a happy episode.
Yeah. Because we have lots of new followers, so welcome.
Hi.
And...
Welcome to us.
We want to do like a...
Sorry.
Welcome to us. Meet your host type of podcast.
Yes.
Something that's not going to put us in Instagram jail, except we'll go on a tangent.
But the night
we will.
Is young!
We will! And what was the other thing? Oh, we're monetized now.
Woo!
So, woohoo! Thank you, everybody.
Yes.
Welcome.
It's like... The dopamine hit I needed to, like, keep going.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man, we're in Instagram jail and, like...
I mean, we love doing this.
We
but
do.
But also, like, we need to be able to buy these $500 groceries, so...
Yeah, geez, over $500.
Yeah. So crazy.
So, yeah, okay.
So this is, like, a meet your host...
Rapid fire this
rapid
or that.
Fire this or that.
And I
20-minute episode.
Lol. I think we're already, like, 10 minutes in.
Well, good grief.
Okay, so you go first, because I'm not quite sure I exactly understand the assignment.
Okay. I think we've talked about most of these. So, like, the people that have been here already know the answers. So you can, like, play along at home if you know our answers. But laundry or dishes?
Dishes. But I don't want to do either.
I can do laundry all day. Cannot be bothered to wash a dish.
Okay.
Neither can my husband. So we just never have clean dishes.
Let me be very clear. I don't like any form of house chore at all.
Really?
I would just, like, I wish, I'm trying, if someone has figured it out, I have really just bad habits. I'm not a nice, I'm not a tidy person. Like, if you pan down, you'd see that it's all
You're also
messy.
A toddler parent. Like, there's going to be Legos on your floor.
Well, and I also chose to, like, sleep a little longer while she, like, dumped out a whole basket of toys, and I just haven't picked up. That was, like, 5 days ago, so.
Do you remember when Riker, he still does it, but not as badly, because now he has to pick up his own toys. We used to, like, comedically, like a cartoon, chuck his toys over his shoulder. He would go into his cabinet and he would literally fling them up like it was a cartoon setting. Now he has to pick up his own, so
yeah.
He doesn't do that as much.
That's good. We're trying to teach Leo to put stuff away, and she is also in her learning to express herself phase, so it gets pretty loud, but parenting is fun. Okay, here's mine.
Okay.
Psych or monk?
Psych.
What?
Psych.
Monk.
I actually just had my brother's name is Gus. And I just had a little, like, Facebook memory pop up when you, like, posted whatever is your status.
I always delete it because I'm like, what are you doing? Delete!
Every time. When I left this one, it said, Gus, don't be this crease in my elbow. So I screenshot that and sent it back and said, same statement applies.
See, I like psych, but I am more of a monk girl. Like,
yeah.
Literally, when Leah was born and Dave had 1 month of maternity leave, I had 12 weeks paternity leave, we watched... all of the monks. Like, we basically didn't leave the bed.
It
was
that.
On repeat 24/7.
I could do that with psych. I could do that with monk, too, but I, like, actively love psych. And I can just watch monk because I like
they're
it.
They are funny.
Yeah.
Oh, good times.
Lots of belly laughs.
Yeah.
Hot or iced coffee? I know your answer.
Hot.
Okay. Mine is always iced.
Of course it is.
Always iced.
But here's the thing. Here's mine that goes along with it. If you could only pick one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, is it supposed to be like a contrast, hot ice, or like...
Kind of,
can it
but
be
also
like, okay,
we can do whatever we
here,
want.
This is my caveat. Okay, if you could only have one for the rest of your life, you have to pick one. Okay. Iced coffee or ground beef?
Oh, man. That's the worst. It'd have to be ground beef, though.
Yeah.
I love some beef.
Mine would be ground beef because, you know, nutrients.
Yep.
But... I thought that was funny.
What a horrible choice.
Well, because I'm like, if you have to pick one for the rest of your life. Okay, your turn.
Okay. Jacob or Edward?
What the fuck
I knew you were going to say like that. All right, you guys that know what I'm talking about, just comment below, because that was a heated
debate. Is that Vampire Diaries?
Twilight. I was like, that was
never
the
seen
most
that.
Heated debate. The movies are trash. Oh. The books were better. But also, I'm that person. But anyways,
I'm
that was a big debate.
That you read the books and watched
well,
the movies.
Okay, I read the books. I read the books when I was in college, and they were, like, you weren't allowed to. And so we would just, we passed this book around like it was contraband because we weren't allowed to read it. And that was the only thing that kept those of us that were normal sane during that year of college was, like, the book series. And we'd have, like, we'd get, like, other book covers that fit and slip it over the top. It
That's ridiculous. We need to talk about our we need to talk about our upbringing at some point.
I think
that would make a lot of all this make sense.
But I'm stuttering. I am in a good, I think, healthy point where I can talk about it and conversate about it. Where, like, I know a lot of people are not there yet, but I've hit the age. Maybe it was the kids that flipped it, where it's like, I'm grateful for the way that I was raised versus like, I was raised in a cult. It's like, okay, there's some good things I pulled from it, but that can go in that episode.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that further. Okay, then here's mine that goes along with that, because apparently we have the same brain cells. Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter?
Lord of the Rings. I could probably quote all three movies if we sat and watched them.
We've done that before. We had a Lord of the Ring-a-thon.
Sure have. And I posted my Frodo photo Frodo on our Instagram. Frodo photo.
Fun story about that. When we were going to the Lord of the Rings-a-thon and we were dressed up like the hobbits.
Yeah.
We stopped by Dollar Tree, picked up a brown teddy bear, cut off its fur in the car, and glued it, and Elmer's glued it to our feet.
That was a good time.
That was a good time.
That was when People of Walmart was, like, the cool thing online, and we had to go get batteries because, like, the projector remote didn't have any. We went to, like, three different stores, like Walgreens, CVS, nobody had them, and Jacob was like, go to Walmart. I was like, I am not going to Walmart. I'll end up on peopleofwalmart.com because I'm in, like, this full Frodo, like, cape and everything. And
but what's probably sad is that you probably blended in compared to
probably,
a lot of people.
But I just had, like, sandals on and my hairy feet.
Do you want to hear a horrible story about Walmart?
Yes.
Okay, so my brother, John, used to work at Walmart.
Oh, I know this one. Tell it.
Do I tell him?
Yeah.
So do you remember how Walmart... Ugh, oh, I'm, like, sweating, like, thinking about it. Remember how Walmart used to have carpet in, like, the clothing areas or the sectioned off areas, like, you know, shoes and stuff, there's carpet. They had to remove that, not because, well, I'm sure there's multiple reasons, vacuuming, whatever.
Yeah.
But they, in his store, they removed it because a woman came in on her period and wasn't wearing any thing to stop it, and she was, like, free bleeding, and it was just blood all over the carpeted area.
I can't with the free bleeding. I'm a crunchy person. I'm not gonna free bleed.
That is too far.
It's too far.
That's too far for me. I'm sorry.
Not doing it.
I don't think anybody ever really did that. Like, there's, like... Now it's a depressing episode. Okay,
yeah.
All right, your turn.
Mac or PC?
Mac.
I'm Mac too, but Jacob's PC is slowly converting me. But if I had to pick today, it'd be Mac.
It depends on what I'm doing. If I'm editing, I prefer a PC. Because I can... Because, well, I say that because I've only worked on supercomputers.
Right.
Where they're super fast.
Yeah.
And I can, like, export a 30-minute video in 2 minutes.
Yeah. Can't play Fortnite on a Mac, so...
I've never played Fortnite.
No.
Well, actually, I think you made me try once. I was like, why do I keep flying? I don't know where I'm going. Yeah. Mac. Okay, my turn.
Okay.
I don't know if these are the right words.
That's okay.
Crocheting or embroidery?
Oh, man.
Is that the right word, embroidery? Like,
yeah,
is that
the right word.
Okay. With a little hoops.
Man, they're both good.
You gotta pick one.
Embroidery.
Really?
Only because I've, like, put down my crochet products and picked up embroidery again because I haven't yet to finish a Christmas present, which is...
It's okay.
Now, like, I've thought about it a couple times.
I've been like, oh, okay, I want that. But I'm also like, damn, she picked out, like... I don't know if we mentioned it, but she sent me... She asked me, which I didn't... I thought she was going to print it on on a shirt or something. She's like, send me your favorite family photo. And it was the one of Dave, me, and Leo in front of the Yellowstone sign that's very detailed. There's, like,
very
mountains in the background or whatever. Well, she's freaking embroidering it, and it's beautiful. But I'm like, I would have sent a simpler photo if
I
knew.
Okay. I'll just come over and finish it here.
Okay, yeah. Your turn.
Okay. This might be more your era. Joe Jonas or Nick Jonas? Is that more your era or not really?
I have standards.
Did you not watch... What was it? Was it the Jonas Brothers? Was that not
no,
your
I
era?
No, I didn't watch them. I mean, they are...
Or like are. Your... I thought you watched it a lot.
No, I watched Wizards of Waverly Place.
Okay. That's crossing over in my brain.
But like, I mean... Are we talking like attractive-wise?
Whatever comes to your brain.
Not Nick. Whatever the other one is.
Okay.
Joe? Okay. Yeah. They're both like beta males to me, though.
Yeah.
They need to like lift some heavy weights. I don't know. I'm not into it. Okay. I don't know if this makes sense, but would you rather dress for comfort or for fashion? If you had to do one, the rest of my life,
comfort.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to say comfort.
But I'm coming out of my like slump of that, so it's probably going to flip soon.
Yeah. I'm now in a comfort phase because I'm still not, which I'm okay with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my pants pre-pregnancy fit, but they're not comfortable all day long.
Yes. Type thing. After a couple meals.
Yeah.
Pants are unbuttoned.
Yes.
Yes.
That is today. Okay.
This is one that is not really relevant to you, but NSYNC or Backstreet?
I don't even know.
I know.
I literally, if they were side by side.
See, the thing is.
Justin Timberlake was in NSYNC, right?
Yes.
Okay. I guess, well. But you've heard the whole controversy with Britney Spears, right? Are you following any of that?
Somewhat, but, like, you're not going to pivot me off of my NSYNC. 11-year-old me is, like, fixated.
On Justin Timberlake?
Just the whole group in general.
Okay, well, I picked them because I liked past in Justin Timberlake. Yeah. But apparently, he's not such a nice guy.
I'm not surprised. Anytime I find out anyone in Hollywood is not a nice guy, I'm not surprised. Not surprised at all.
Yeah.
That was the thing, though. You had to pick one when I was a kid. You could not like both. And if you did like both, you had to pretend like you didn't like the other one because it was one or the other. There's no crossover.
Okay, wait. I'm trying to... What would be the opposite of... Okay, Full House or... What would be the opposite of Full House?
Step by Step?
That's what I was thinking.
Step by Step? Does anybody even know what that is?
Yeah, I mean, I do. Old?
Okay.
Because that was her brother, right? Candace Cameron's...
No, that was Growing Pains.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, what about Berenstain Bears or Arthur?
Arthur.
Yeah, I was an Arthur kid.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't planned, but...
Yep.
This one's, just, I guess, more serious, and this is my last one I have.
That was my last one.
Happy and poor or rich and miserable?
Happy and poor.
Living it!
Okay. As long as I can afford one day consistent supplies of my $30 coffee.
$30?
It's $29.
Oh,
not
the whole bag.
Not for one. But a whole bag doesn't last both of us an entire month, so it's not cost effective.
It barely lasts us a week.
Yeah.
We have we brew three cups of pour over a day. Mm-hmm. Like three pots.
Three pots?
It's only two cups.
Okay.
It only fills our cup.
Guys are cray.
And it doesn't even fill it up for some reason we do coffee very complicated now.
I used to do complicated. Now I buy the Califia Farms.
God bless you.
Pre-made. Pre-made? Pre-made. My teeth are sticky today.
It's called the sunflowers. she was like, when we started, she was like,
swishing water.
I was like, what are you doing? She's like, I had sunflower seeds. They're delicious.
They're a wonderful snack that is high in protein and low in calories.
I gave birth to Irene's child because Leo, is
seeds.
Obsessed with pumpkin seeds.
Yeah, I could eat seeds all day.
Pumpkin, and then oh, it was pumpkin seeds. And then she poops out just solid pumpkin seeds. I'm like, girl, you gotta chew better.
My whole family, we just eat them as a snack all the time. We're watching a movie.
Bought a bag.
How in the world? You hear in the room, as we're watching a movie or they're watching sports, it's like crack, 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 spit, 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 spit. And then you guys don't. So Jake always I'll be sitting on the couch with a cup to spit in and all the sunflower seeds. And he's like, what is wrong with you? But what he hates is that without fail, I will do my best to be so careful in the car and I will inevitably knock the spit shells over. And he gets so mad. I'm like, I'm busy. I'm working. I got to eat something in the car that's not going to be disgusting. So,
well, bright side, mm-hmm. I have 30,000 seed packets of sunflower seeds. So
do not plant them all.
I'm going to. I want to do like a whole wall
in the backyard. But sunflowers are an invasive species.
Are they?
And I learned that the hard way because I live in a condo and the association didn't write me a letter, but I thought they were because I planted like 6 seeds and they exploded into like multiple. You could see them from my second story balcony. We had some beautiful finches. So every day we would open up the windows and I thought I was planting like a 4-foot bush like my neighbors had. Apparently I planted like the 10-foot stalks of them. So we would open the window and there would be little birds like right outside our window. It was beautiful. Then the next year I didn't plant them and they were even more dispersed. And then some popped up in the neighbor's yard and I was like, whoopsie. So
I want that.
If you plant all 30,000, they're going to end up like taking over.
I kind of want a like flower forest.
Yeah.
For just like in like a section of our property. Anyways, so that's all.
FYI.
Okay, this is our fast episode. I don't know what we're at, but
woohoo!
Thank you for being here, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for being with us today. Follow us on Instagram at @underthesun_podcast. We'd love to meet you.
Please help us out by subscribing on YouTube and leaving a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time. Please remember this information is made available to you for informational and educational purposes only. It is in no way a substitute for medical advice.